From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the folk music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring the Texas troubadour Ernest Tubbs.
Lord, I wish I was a catfish swimming in the sea. Lots of pretty women, Lord, they fished after me. Then I'd move, then I'd move. Then I'd move to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. All picking blues out, Billy. On Broadway, looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved, she done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, well, they don't want you. Oh, thank you, neighbors. Thanks very much. And a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. You know, we've got a whole flock of fine folks waiting to entertain you tonight. There's Rod Brasfield.
Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Moon Mullican.
Chet Atkins.
And the entire Opry gang. You know, I thought it was about high time that we had another visit with two fine boys who have always been your favorites, too. So I asked them over tonight. I'm speaking of the Louvin Brothers. Well, so you know, Ira and Charlie Louvin will be along in just a moment, neighbors. But right now, we got to say hello to a fella from down Hohenwald way. He says he's the number one rural Romeo, and we say he's the number one wolf. A fellow who can take women or leave, and usually does both, Rod Brasfield.
Give me air! Give me air! Give me air! Give me air!
Wait a minute, Rodney, what in the world are you talking about, give you air?
I just had to blow air.
Oh! Rodney, throw that old car in a tube away and come over here because I want to ask you something.
What is it, Mr. Tube?
Yesterday, I called your home three times, and each time I called, they said you were taking a bath.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute, Rod. What in the world were you doing taking a bath three times in one day?
Well, Ernest, the doctor gave me some little old pills.
Yeah?
And told me to take them three times a day in water.
Oh! Goodness. Say, Rodney, did you ever ride a jackass?
No, never did.
Why don't you try getting on to yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I ought to get on to...
Oh.
That makes me so mad. Hey, Ernest.
Yeah.
Don't send no more mail to Washington.
And just why not?
He's dead.
Oh.
Hey, Ernest.
Yeah.
Ernest, Mr. Tubb, did you ever see a horse with a wooden leg?
No, I never saw a horse with a wooden leg, and I don't think you ever did either.
Yeah, I did, too.
You did?
Yep.
Where?
On a merry-go-round.
Oh. All right. Boy, you just want to say, Rod.
Hot tonight, eh?
It sure is hot. Say, Rodney, I haven't asked you in some time. How's your pa getting along?
Oh, pa's doing fine. Hey, that makes me think I've got a new picture of him.
Oh, you have?
That's my daddy there standing in front of a saloon.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's him. Rodney, listen, I see the saloon here, but where's your daddy?
Is he going back in there again?
Oh.
I'm going to have to talk to that old booger, you know it? I'm having trouble out of the old man anyhow.
Sure enough, what's the matter?
Well, last week one day, Ernest, he got the toothache.
Oh, yeah, really?
And it was an old wisdom job up here in this forgiving him fit.
They're rough, I'll tell you.
And he wanted me to go down to the veterinarian with him to get it pulled.
Yeah.
So I went with him down there, and he stopped down on the street and was talking to some men. I went on upstairs to the doctor's office there,
uh-huh.
and I told him that Paul was coming up there to get a tooth pulled,
uh-huh.
and it's a wisdom tooth, and he's going to have trouble getting it out, you know. Better give him gas or a gumbo acum or acidity or something, you know. Well, sir, he told me, he says, Rod, I've got a new way to pull teeth. Now, give me one of them ladies' great big old long hat pins.
Yeah.
Told me to get under the seat, and when he counted three, he'd pull and me jab and fall and know it hurt so bad.
What happened?
I got that pin, I got out of that seat. He got a hold of his tooth, and he said, one, two, three, and I let Paul have it. Boy, he hit the ceiling. When he come down, the doctor says, what's the matter, old man? Did it hurt you much? Paul says, no, doc, but I sure didn't know the roots run down that far.
Well, Ernest, you're feeling right good tonight, aren't you?
Oh, you bet I am, Grant. You know, I'm real pleased at seeing how many of the men folks hereabouts are smoking cool, comfortable Prince Albert.
Well, that's natural. I mean, if you like mild, tasty pipe smoking, you just naturally turn to Prince Albert. You just can't beat PA's natural tobacco flavor and the way that fine flavor lasts, pipe full after pipe full.
Man, I can enjoy just listening to you, Grant, so tell us more, buddy.
All right, well, you know, due to Prince Albert's exclusive process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years, all the aged in mellow ripe goodness of PA's fine tobacco is held and heightened for extra pipe pleasure. Yes, nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA.
Why, even the ladies enjoy Prince Albert's clean, fresh aroma when a fellow lights up with PA.
In a pipe or making cigarette, try Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, so these next young fellows coming out on the stage of the old Ryman Auditorium have become so popular with all you Grand Ole Opry fans that I wanted to invite them over tonight and just have them sing as many songs as they want to. That's because we all know them, like them, and really enjoy their country music. Here they are, the Louvin Brothers. Fellas, I don't have to say welcome. Your bull boys are always welcome. How are you tonight, Ira?
Fine, thank you, Ernest.
And Ira, what's this that you were telling me about bringing along some of your very latest songs tonight?
Well, that's just what we did, Ernest. We have two here that we hope that all the neighbors will enjoy.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but what do you say that we get right into the first one right now, huh?
Thank you, Ernest, and we'd like to sing our latest capital release, When I Stop Dreaming.
When I stop dreaming, that's when I stop loving you.
The worst that I've ever been hurt in my life, the first time I ever have wanted to die, was the night when you told me you loved someone else and asked me if I could the flower unwanted in spring, alone and neglected, transplanted in vain to a garden of sadness where its petals would fall in the shadow of undying. The flowers to bloom in
Some fine old-fashioned square dancing. Tommy Jackson's going on the fiddle over there with Katie Hill, and here's Ralph Sloan to do the calling. So everybody square off. Let's have a lot of fun. All the troubadours and I were down visiting with the folks in Mississippi and Louisiana way. A lot of fine friends down there, and we really enjoyed singing for them. Some of the folks asked if we'd do a special sacred song for them when we got back to the Opry. We'd like to oblige right now, if we may, with one of my favorites, The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, were the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a thanks, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
You know, Ernest, Prince Albert is perfect for a making cigarette. PA and an OCB paper? Well, right there is the most flavorful, mild, roll-your-own smoke in the world.
Grant's absolutely right, folks. You know, Prince Albert's perfect for a making cigarette because it's rich, mild-smoking tobacco and crimp-cut, too.
Well, that means the PA doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. Why, it rolls as easy as it smokes, and it smokes mild and tasty. Prince Albert's special process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years, locks in the natural flavor. Flavor that nature, in her own sure way, put in PA.
Tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Right, Grant?
Right. Roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree, it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be.
Well,
Well, sir, the entire opera gang is moving in on the old piano over there, and that means just one thing. We're going to hear from the king of the country music piano players, Moon Mullican. And Moon singing and playing those pipeliner blues. Moon, come in here, boy.
Well, I'm an old pipeliner, and I leave my line all day. I'm an old pipeliner, and I leave my line all day. I got four or five women waiting to draw my pay. Well, I leave my line on until the sun goes. Baby, she's the meanest gal in town. Baby, till you will run dry. Oh, you never wish you water, baby, till you will run dry. And you never miss your good gal till she said goodbye. Well, tell me, baby, who's muddy shoe to thee? Won't you tell me, honey, who's muddy shoe to thee? Oh, you said right now where my shoes ought to be.
Enjoyed that just a whole lot, buddy. Thanks a lot. You know, by cracky, you know, it just dawned on me that we haven't introduced a pretty girl on tonight's show so far, and we'll just take care of that right this minute. Here she is, the queen of Grinder Switch, our gal Saturday, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Me, you reckon I could?
Oh, they're wonderful, aren't you, Minnie?
Oh, me, I'm at the awkward age for fellers that age, though. Well, sir, I come up tonight, Ernest, with my feller Hezzy in his bashful lover car.
Now, wait a minute, Minnie. What do you mean, his bashful lover car?
No clutch.
Oh.
That's a car like my brother, Shiftless, you know.
Oh.
Well, sir, but I did want to tell you that I'm awful proud of what we're doing at Grinder Switch this week.
Oh, you are?
We're cleaning up and improving everything. It's going to look so lovely.
Oh, sure enough.
Yes, improving the yard and all the front of our house is going to look so nice. We're even thinking about getting one of them our fancy bird baths.
Ought to put out there in the front yard,
yes,
huh?
But I don't reckon we will.
Well, why not, Minnie?
Well, we talked about it, and I don't reckon there's a bird in Grinder Switch that knows when it's Saturday night.
Oh.
And we've going to get us some new furniture, and we've already got us some new throw rugs for the hall.
Oh, some new throw rugs for
the
hall,
huh? The throw rugs are working out fine. They've done throw two salesmen and a bill collector already.
Minnie, I was just admiring that. It looks real nice, honey. I'm telling you. Say, that's real nice.
Thank you very much. I made it myself.
You did?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, Minnie, I didn't know you could sew that well. You must save a lot of money by making your own dresses, don't you?
I sure do save a lot of money. This dress just cost me $2.26.
No, $2.26.
That's right.
Minnie, how come you got such an odd figure?
What's that?
I said, how come you got such an odd figure?
Well, I eat too much.
Oh.
Oh, Ernest, you won't do. Well, Ernest, I'll tell you one thing, though. I've decided I'm going to answer an ad I saw in the paper last night.
Oh, did you see it? What kind of an ad, Minnie?
Well, they're looking for a female letter carrier.
Now, wait a minute. A female letter carrier?
That's right, and I'm going to get that job. It showed a picture of the girl. She was all dressed up in a uniform, female letter carrier.
Yeah.
She was a kind of a postal packing mama.
Oh. You want to be one of them,
huh? I want to be a postal packing mama. Oh, I tell you, though, the thing I like about a female letter carrier's job, though, is one thing she knows.
What's that, Minnie?
She knows she's got her mail in the bag.
A big kick out of listening to Cousin Minnie Pearl. And I'll tell you something else I like, too, neighbors, and it's the fine words and the thoughts and the songs written and sung by the Leuven brothers. So how about let's all get together and bring them back out here. Ira and Charlie, the Leuven brothers.
Yes, sir!
Boys, you know, this new song of yours coming up became a favorite of mine right away. In fact, the first time I heard you do it, Ira.
Oh, thank you, Ernest. You know, wonderful words like you just said and fine folks like we have in the rhyming tonight listening in on the radio just make us want to sing the song that much more. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Him and I. Give him thanks and sugar, do it all. Help him live. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Be a lonesome place without a friend. We need each other every day. Together we can win. There's a little good in every man, though countless be his fault. And a word of kindness you might speak can change his inward thoughts.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto him as you have him do to you. Give him things that you can do without to help him live. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and he will love you too.
Knew a couple of fellers near my old homestead, and I just wished that all the world could live the way they did. They'd swap out work and lend each other money, mules, and plows, and I've seen them many times divide milk from one old cow.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto him as you have unto you. Give him things that you can do without to help him live. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and he will love you.
From charity slack, and do your deeds without a price. Someone will pay you back.
Love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto him as you have him do to you. Give him things that you can do without to help him live. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and he will love you too.
Fellow we'd like to hear from, and we're hearing from him right now. I'm talking about Chet Atkins, his fine guitar, and the rubber doll rag. Chester?
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot, Chester. Well, sir, we'd like to sing a song for you folks along about here that join us each and every Saturday night at the old Ryman Auditorium. It's one of my special favorites entitled Journey's End. Billy Bird. Each night brings back my dreams of you. I cry and cry, I feel so blue. You broke my heart, so why pretend? The sign ahead reads Journey's End. Rivers rolling along, skies are turning gray, clouds are moving in. I'd lost my way. I tried to smile, but why pretend? 'Cause the sign ahead reads Journey's End. Oh, Billy Bird. Rivers rolling along, skies are turning gray, clouds are moving in. I'd lost my way. I tried to smile, but why pretend? 'Cause the sign ahead reads Journey's End. Be saying so long again for right now, but come next Saturday night, you be sure and be on hand. The young fellow in the driver's seat next week will be our good buddy Carl Smith, and alongside Carl, those fine singing Wilburn brothers. Till then, this is Ernie Stubbs saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Does your cigarette give you everything you want in every puff you take?
The answer is yes if you've made the big switch to Cavaliers. Thousands of smokers have. They've found, as you're sure to, that king-size Cavaliers give them two-way smoking enjoyment.
Yes, two-way smoking enjoyment. The complete enjoyment of light, easy feel and fresh, delightful taste. Try king-size Cavaliers the next time you buy cigarettes. You'll see. You'll agree that Cavaliers have everything you want in your cigarette. Smooth, easy feel, and rich, welcome taste.
Here are some more important Cavalier extras. You get extra length and extra value in king-size Cavaliers. Yes, remember, there's been no increase in the price of Cavaliers. Make sure today is the day you get Cavaliers and start getting all the extras. Remember, extra length, extra flavor, and extra value. All yours in king-size Cavaliers.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.